Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa. Ken, have I left anything out?
I think you got it all.
I mean, a little bit here, a little bit there.
Glad to have you all with us.
We are happy to have a happy season to talk about some good medical news and some news maybe that's not so good. We're going to get to the bottom of some of the things that are happening in the world of medicine and take your calls at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhoff is the medical expert. He runs Lake Cardiology. You have been through over the years your CV on the air, which is like your resume. Why don't you, for people that happen out, and what goes on, what happens on the weekends when there are special holidays and days, we find ourselves with the listeners that we haven't had before, Ken.
People well, welcome. Yes, I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I've been in medicine since the 1970s. I was a medical student in the medical scientist training program at the University of Pennsylvania. I then went on to North Carolina, Duke University. I was a medical intern and medical resident there. Learned a lot of medicine in North Carolina, very grateful for that area. And then I went west to the University of California, San Francisco, finished my training in cardiology, spent several years there, and learned a little bit different brand of medicine, just as equally as good, and ended up in a small town near Orlando, did a Doc Hollywood on my way, actually, to UCLA and had to come back to Florida. Thought I'd be here for about a year. If you've seen the movie Doc Hollywood, I'm a living, breathing Doc Hollywood. I once met the doctor who wrote it. He's a kidney doctor at Emory University, a wonderful man, brilliant, but incredibly funny, unique combination for a physician. And he confirmed...
You have your moments.
Sorry?
You have your moments.
Well, he confirmed that I'm a living, breathing Doc Hollywood, and based on if you saw the movie. And I thought I'd be in a small town in outside of Orlando. It was small then. It's not so small anymore. This is back in 1987, 88. I thought I'd be there for a year. I've been there ever since. Found my bride, brought up a family, and... now almost 25 years right outside of Orlando practicing cardiology, founded a practice, been doing research there also, and enjoying being on the radio since 1993 by accident.
Nothing.
My wife told me I needed a hobby when we got married. Now she really regrets it.
Right, being on the radio. Nah, you're doing good things for a lot of good people. 888-553-7536. This is how this works. You have a question. Maybe it pertains to you. Maybe it's something about your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, somebody in your family, maybe a friend. It's a story that you've read that you want to check out because you think it may apply to you. Whatever it is fair game. No dumb questions here. The only dumb question is the question that hasn't been asked. So,
tell medicine. Anything you want to ask about yourself, your family, your friends, your kids, anyone.
888-553-7536, email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com because that's my name and we're here to get to the bottom also of much of the medical news from this past week, starting with surviving the holiday season in any number of ways because at this time of year, more heart attacks take place and cardiology is your specialty. So let's get started with whether it's eating, whether it's stress, emotion, any number of things that create this, right, Ken?
Well, let's first start off with how do you prevent that 10 pounds, which most of us put on from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. I know I'm already fasting from my mother-in-law's annual traditional Christmas lunch, dinner, all-day fest, where you have to bring your appetite for 3 weeks to get through her meal. It's an amazing fest. The family gets together. We've been doing this for so many years. And so how do you survive this holiday eating season without gaining the weight? Because you can enjoy the holidays and the special food offerings, Doug, that come with them without overeating and gaining weight. You know, it is okay to indulge, but it doesn't mean that you have to gain weight. And this is not the time to try to lose weight during this holiday season. You know, you do that after New Year's, but just maintain your weight. And I'm going to give you some tips to maintain your weight during this holiday season, because I know it's tough. I heard it all week in the office. Keep your eating on a regular schedule. People who skip meals, especially breakfast, end up eating more throughout the day. And try to stick to consistent meal times so you can avoid being overly hungry. And think now about those foods that you really enjoy. I know they're on my mind. And plan to focus on those while eating less of the more common fare that put on the calories the rest of the year. But be careful, too, about alcohol intake for several reasons. The alcoholic beverages you know around this time of year have tons of calories in them. And if you have too many of them, you know, you get a little tipsy, you're going to forget about your plans that are these tips that I'm going to give you. And there are some other tips. These include eating lots of vegetables and eat them first before moving on to the other items on your plate. Recognize that many holiday extras like cheese or cranberry sauce come loaded with calories. If they're not your favorite food, don't put them on your plate. And if your favorite foods do have lots of calories, minimize the portions. You know, two bites will cure your craving. And after that, it's not going to help in any way to cure the craving. Keep the portions small. And after a big holiday meal, you know, don't sink into that recliner or couch. You know, get out, walk, do some activity. Don't overdo it. Train, don't strain. And one final tip, be ready to turn down offers of food, particularly from loved ones. I know I am challenged by this. They tend to make you feel guilty and make you want to eat more. That's a tough one, but just fight that little challenge from your family.
All right. Now, the other thing that is part of this is how you approach those who have, for example, in my family, we've lost the matriarchal side of the family, and it becomes, for some, a very depressing time. There are those who may be alone that go through all kinds of things, mentally and emotionally, and that's something that affects you, not only the physical, but the emotional, the spiritual, the mental stuff that one can't necessarily see, but you know how you feel.
Doug, the holidays can really signal and bring out depression, and it can be a dangerous time, especially for those people who suffer from depression. And here are some ways to recognize when a person is depressed, to intervene before they end up in the emergency room with some self-destructive behavior. Do we have time to go over some of these, or should we wait?
Let's let people know that we're going to do that in a moment, and remind people that you are the star of the program at 888-553-7536. We develop themes each week, not because we plan to necessarily, but because somebody will ask a question and then somebody else will say, well, here's a way of maybe dealing with that, because the listeners help as much oftentimes as Dr. Ken does. We're catalysts for conversation and help. So that's what it's all about. 888-553-7536. Do not wait. This is a good time for you if you're there at the beginning of the program to get in and ask your question, have it phrased, think it through, and we'll be certainly happy to help you. You're going to help a lot of other people as well, and it's the season of giving, so give us a chance to help you and help lots of other people who may have the same problem. 888-55-DRKEN on the Good Day Weekend program. Good Day Health is the focus.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's last-minute gift sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you hear what I hear?
888-553-7536. We are in the season of joy.
Can you follow this?
It's you can sing it if you want to. Do you hear what I hear? Dr. Ken is on the Good Day Weekend program. His daily dose is heard Monday through Friday. And you can follow Dr. Ken on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for Dr. Ken's newsletter, which is something you can do easily. If you go to either of our websites, drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com, you'll see down, for example, at the bottom of the box, Dr. Ken's Daily Dose, you'll see sign up for Dr. Ken's newsletter. It's as simple as that. Click on it, and you'll put your email address in, and every weekend you'll get a lot of great medical information. What's the theme for this holiday weekend, Ken?
Well, we had given the staff off this week, and we'll resurrect the newsletter next week, and
all of that.
Have a happy holiday.
They're cumulative, so there's a lot of information that's there. You can sign up and get go in there and see some of the ones from previous weeks.
There's a ton of information coming.
All right, 888-553-7536. Back to what we started a moment or two. We were focused on tips to avoid depression as much as anything else.
Well, these are tips to recognize in people around you who might potentially get severely depressed during the holiday season and actually do harmful acts to themselves. And you really may protect and save a life here. And there are a number of warning signs I want to make sure everybody is aware of. These can lead up to desperate acts. The person who's antisocial, you know, there's a lot of social gatherings, shopping, attending events, going to listen to Christmas carols. I've done it myself. You want to make sure that you identify those who are avoiding these social activities or being angry. You know, this is not the time when most people are sarcastic, unhappy, or critical. That's the person you want to be especially concerned about. Those who are abusing drugs or alcohol, these times may be just so awful and impossible for some, and they just want to drown it out, and they're just going excessively to the drugs or alcohol, or missing work or other events. This is a good tip-off. The person just doesn't want to associate with these celebrations, the happy times. The person who is staying away from these events, coming to work late, missing work, the office party, that's the person you want to watch for. Also, excessive sleepiness. Depression often takes the guise of extreme fatigue or tiredness, and the body shuts down to form an escape from the everyday world. Watch out for this person. By recognizing these signs, you could help save a life, avoid being in the emergency department over this holiday.
888-553-7536. We start getting some of your calls, your emails, addressed to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
How's your relationship with your parents or Father Christmas? It'll be a good weekend for most of you, hopefully. Weather-wise, we've had big snowstorms, and that's another thing, Ken, that we ought to talk about. One of the things that from this week that we went over was what happens to your heart when you're shoveling snow or doing things, exerting yourself for the first time since maybe last year. That's a dangerous thing to do if you're not in shape, right?
Absolutely. Shoveling snow is actually highly associated with heart attacks. What happens is the heart needs to function as a pump, and the more work you ask it to do, the more fuel supply it has. And if you suddenly ask it to work harder than it normally does, you need to make sure that the circulation to your heart's open and can deliver the fuel. And if it can't, you're going to be in trouble. There's a study out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association that a jump in resting heart rate, Doug, might signal a higher death rate. You know what your resting heart rate is, and if it goes up significantly, you want to talk to the doctor.
Talk to your doctor. Your doctor is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and he's here right now. Over this holiday weekend, he's here and on duty at 888-553-7536. Joseph is in Horsehead, New York. You're on with Dr. Ken. Please, sir, Merry Christmas if it applies, and Happy New Year. It'll always apply to everybody. What can we do for you?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Ken.
Joseph, I thought I know New York. Where's Horsehead?
Horsehead, New York is just north of Elmira, New York,
okay,
and south of Watkins Glen.
I went to the University of Rochester undergraduate. I know exactly where you are.
Yes, beautiful upstate New York. All right, and I've had a heart condition for 8 years, since 2003, which was cardiomyopathy.
Yes, heart muscle. Do we know why your heart muscle was weak?
Yes, it was just a virus, believe it or not.
Yes, this is one of the most startling, surprising, horrible occurrences out there where you're doing fine one day. And I don't want to scare anybody. I just want to make sure you're aware of this. Fortunately, it's not common, but you're fine one day, and then the next day your heart is barely contracting. And fortunately, many of these folks do come back and the heart muscle improves, but there is a subgroup of people whose heart muscle just doesn't get stronger and it stays weak, and this can be a sad situation. Some have to even end up getting heart transplants. And Joe, did your heart improve its function after this virus?
Yes, it did, doctor, and I was very fortunate with that because my cardiologist also told me exactly what you just said. It could be a 50-50 chance that it would come back. And through the medication that I took, I was fortunate that it came back to normal extraction, I guess it is, as the heart pump back
yes,
through your body.
I'm so glad to hear that.
All right, so what's our question?
My question is now, a year and a half ago, I went to atrial fibrillation.
The upper part of the heart beating like a bag of worms. What happened, Joseph?
Yes, and my cardiologist referred me to an electrocardiologist.
An electrophysiologist.
Yes, who also cardioverted me twice. He tried that.
Electrically shock your heart back into normal rhythm.
Yes, and that did not work. So last May, he put me in the hospital for 3 days to put me on Ticosin.
Ticosin, this is a rate converting drug to try to put the heart back into normal rhythm. You need to do it on a monitor because sometimes it can create a rapid heart beating from the bottom of the heart. And what happened?
That worked. My heart went, after the third day, my heart back went into normal rhythm.
So you went home on Ticosin?
Yes, and I've been on Ticosin for 5 months now. Now
I hope you get an EKG and a blood count CBC every 3 months.
Yes, so I went back last week. And now I was back into atrial fibrillation. And I was just wondering, is this normal? I haven't seen my electrocardiologist yet. Do they need to increase the medicine? Or what do you think may be the next step?
Let me tell you, this is all too common. This is why we put up people, even when they're in regular rhythm, who've had a history of atrial fibrillation, on blood thinner to reduce the risk of a stroke, because recurrence is all too common, especially if you had a weakened heart, which it can enlarge, and this creates the situation. I would make sure your thyroid level is okay. Have you been on any other drugs besides Ticosin? You know, we use a lot of drugs choices out there, amiodarone, Sotalol. These are some of the common ones, also flecainide, which probably in your situation would not be a good choice. I would avoid Maltac. That's been one of the drugs that's been suggested, but it's having some issues. It's a newer drug. Have you been on any of these others, amiodarone, Sotalol?
No, but he did try me on Maltok for 2 months before he tried the second cardiovert to see if that would help,
and that
did not
help. Well, the choices are to try either amiodarone or Sotalol, and if that doesn't work, then they do what's called a radiofrequency catheter ablation, where we use these energies to actually burn the areas of the heart in the electrical system, and often this helps. Get back to the electrophysiologist. I hope you're on blood thinner, and I hope your heart rate from the bottom of the heart is not too rapid.
Try a little magnesium, too.
I am on Coumadin, and thank you very much. I see my electrocardiologist on the 18th of January.
Okay.
What about magnesium?
If you're still having questions, let me know. Magnesium is always okay. As long as you don't have kidney problems, you won't excessively build.
Go to the health food store and get some magnesium, Joseph, and have a long, healthy, happy, prosperous life. As they said, what was it in, what show was it? Live Long and Prosper. That was Star Trek, right? 888-553-7536. More callers from around the country. You can email if you're around the world. We're heard at DougStefan.com, and you can download all of this material, this audio, at any time from either of the two websites. Half past the hour. Good day weekend, holiday weekend time.
Gone away is the bluebird.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Get going or continue. We're actually going. We've been going for a half an hour. Where have you been?
We're in third gear.
We are. 888. It's a five-speed transmission, though. We got to get it going. 888-553-7536. Write those numbers down. Keep them handy. Use them anytime to get through. We don't have many people to call unless Dr. Ken asks for you to come back again. Although it's always interesting to know, an important feature would be to know after Dr. Ken suggested A, B, or C, which worked and how did it work. We want you to be well. This is the holiday season, especially a great time for you to be focusing on the future. What's life going to be like for you a year from now? You take good care of yourself, it'll be better. It's that important and that much to the bottom line. 888-553-7536. Nick has called from Albany, and that's a good thing. Nick, how can we be of service to you, sir? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Doctor.
Thank you, Nick.
Seems as though you're taking all the calls from over the, New York today.
Well, let's go to the Capitol.
Yeah, the Capitol. I have had bypass surgery twice within the last 20 years.
Bless your heart.
And I watch the diet pretty well. And I take the lipid studies quarterly. And the cholesterol comes in great, triglycerides come in great, but the HDL is always a problem, and I can never get that into the proper range, although I take a niaspan to try to increase it. I just cannot get it up to where they consider it normal.
Nick, let me squeeze in here a second. So if I understand you right, you've had your chest cracked open twice in 20 years to put in some new plumbing into your heart, two separate operations. So,
yeah.
So you have a very aggressive atherosclerosis. You want to try and do everything you can to keep those new vessels healthy, because a third round is no walk in the park. And I'm glad you're interested in the good cholesterol, the healthy cholesterol, HDL, because this moves cholesterol from the artery wall to the liver for excretion out of the body. It's also, and this is not well known by a lot of people, it's also anti-inflammatory, this good cholesterol. It's an antioxidant. It's antithrombotic. That means it helps to prevent clots in the circulation. And it also promotes this very healthy hormone, nitric acid, which makes circulation artery vessels nice and healthy. And are you on a statin drug? I would imagine you probably are, given your coronary history.
Yeah.
Okay.
What sort of statin?
Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course, Crestor and Lipitor. Yeah.
So you're on a statin. Now, let me give you a little bit of words of wisdom. There was a recent study that showed if you're on a statin and your bad cholesterol, your LDL, for a guy like you, and it's not the same for everybody, but for someone with, I say this politely, Nick, severe coronary disease, you want that LDL, the lousy cholesterol, under 70, even ideally under 60, because that's where you get some reversal. You know, there's no Drano for the circulation, but the best thing we have for reversing, for melting it away, maybe up to 10 or 11%, is getting that bad LDL cholesterol under 60. The statins are probably the only way to do it aggressively. You're on the gorilla of the group, the strongest. And if your LDL, your bad cholesterol, is at its target, as we say, under your goal, then I don't care what your good cholesterol is, because your total is going to be so low, so you really can't make that much HDL, good cholesterol. And that's what the studies show. So if you're on a statin and your LDL is at target, forget about what your HDL is.
That's exactly what the doctors seem to tell me. They sort of slough it off, the fact that the HDL is at 35, but the LDL is at 70.
Well, that's Nick, that's okay. Your total is probably, what, about 140, 150?
128.
Yes, your triglycerides are tiny, so you have a very low total. You don't have enough cholesterol size of your molecule when you chop it up with all these different fragments, the LDL, the triglycerides. There's just not much left of the HDL, and you have so little LDL, you don't need that much HDL. So don't worry about this. You have better things to be concerned about. Go buy some presents.
And have a wonderful, happy new year. That sounds like a good RX, or what is it, the FX to fix the RX. 888-553-7536. Please join us if you have questions about your heart, about your soul even, because sometimes a troubled soul leads to a difficult health circumstance. Margarita is calling from El Paso, where I visited yesterday. I was at Fort Bliss, Margarita, and did the program from there. I hope you heard some of what we were doing in El Paso yesterday.
Oh, wonderful. I wish I would have known and gone to see you.
Oh, well. Tell us what's on your mind and how Dr. Ken may be of service.
Well, I had a colonoscopy 12 days ago, and everything doctor said was fine. I have not gone to the bathroom in 12 days. I've tried lactulose. Friday morning, the doctor said I should take 2 Dulcolax, keep up, you know, with food and drink, which I've been doing. I even had some Metamucil. I woke up 2 o'clock this morning with a lot of nausea. It's since passed. Now, I know I have slow motility because the prep didn't work for almost 12 hours.
What does motility mean, Jen? What does it mean?
Contractility. Your bowel contract? You know, doctors have a big name for everything. We call this peristalsis. But this is how there's a rhythmic contraction and relaxation of the pipe, which is the intestines, which pushes the food that you swallow forward. And if you don't have this nice wave-like motion of relaxation and contractility, like a snake actually constricting itself to push the food forward, you don't get it forward. It builds up. You don't have you have constipation, as you're describing. You feel nauseous. You feel bloated. Margarita, what really shocks me is that you've just went to the GI doctor, the gastroenterologist, the specialist in this whole area, and that doctor's not helping you here? I'm confused.
Well, that's what I'm confused too. He said again that because the prep didn't work for 12 hours, I have to be patient with this. He told me tomorrow morning to take an ounce of milk of magnesia every 4 hours until something happens. But do you think I'm dehydrated?
I see. So you just want reassurance that the GI
doctor... There's nothing more important psychologically than going to the bathroom. If you're not taking a dump with regularity or you're off your system, it psychologically puts people into the ozone.
Marguerite, I get it. You want me just to reassure you that the GI doctor is steering you in the right direction,
exactly,
if you will.
Exactly, and if I should take that 1 ounce of milk of magnesia.
I would take plenty of fluids.
Yeah.
And don't forget the activity, you know. Don't sit around being grumpy.
I'm not. I'm very active.
Great.
You know,
don't overdo it, but maintain your activity during this period of time. As long as you're not throwing up, I'm okay.
All right,
I have no pain. Shall I eat as much as I can or just keep it light?
Keep it light, but put a lot of fluid through it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't open up, it should progressively get better. And if it doesn't, keep in touch with this GI doctor. But I think this will pass.
Okay,
this too.
Thank you very much.
Shall pass. Margarita, Happy New Year to you. 888-553-7536. Keep the momentum going. Another New York Stater, Ken. Mike, you're on with the doctor.
Morning, doctor.
Hi, Charlotte, New York. Is that not Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
There we go. We got that one wrong. It's an NC instead of an NY. All right. Mike, what's up?
What a wonderful part of the world. I was at Duke for several years. I love Charlotte. How can we help?
Well, I work at a big box home improvement store.
Yes.
And I work over in the building materials, and I lift, 80-pound bags of concrete and shingles.
Thanks for helping me get the material into my car, by the way.
Well, probably for the last week, my right shoulder, just right at the socket, has really been aggravated and sore. And I was wondering, could it possibly be a torn rotator cuff?
It could be a number of things. You know, with the kind of work that you do, it could be anything from a dislocated shoulder, a frozen shoulder. It could be exactly as you discuss, a rotator cuff injury, a separated shoulder. I doubt it's an infection, but it could be a sprain, a strain, tendonitis, torn cartilage, all of these possibilities. Mike, you know a good orthopedic doctor, orthopedic surgeon, not that you need surgery, but the orthopedic doctors, the doctors who specialize in the muscles, the bones, the skeletal portion, they have become so specialized. I would ask either your primary doctor or a good nurse, who is the one in Charlotte? There's probably a number of them. There's great medical care in Charlotte, North Carolina, who specialize in the shoulder. I'm sure you'll get some help. They need to examine it. They may want to do some imaging of it, but I would try not to do any physical activity with that shoulder until you get this checked out. Okay, Mike?
And let me tell you my story, Mike, about having had the same thing. As you may or may not know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a lot of heavy lifting and have all of my life. I've had trouble, as you described it, and went to see an acupuncturist, never had an operation. The people who are traditionalists would be happy to stick a knife in there and
oh, I'm
fix
not recommending
problem.
That. I just wanted to get diagnosed.
I'm not being critical. I'm just suggesting.
And you could go both ways.
That an acupuncturist might be someone worthwhile.
But get
to
the diagnosis
well.
First.
Yeah. All right.
Well, and I can lift things, you know, close to my body, below my waist. But if I try to lift anything away from my body or over my shoulders,
Mike, don't do the stress test right now till you get it diagnosed. Give that up for a little while. Blame it on me. I told you to do it, and go see the orthopedic doctor to get it diagnosed. If you want to get an opinion from an alternative doctor, an acupuncturist, that's okay before you decide on treatment. But get it diagnosed first.
Yeah, X-ray time. All right, Mike. 888-553-7536. Email to drken@drkenshow.com or doug@dougstefan.com. Coming up, brain news here on Good Day Weekend for Christmas weekend, 15 before the hour.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater frilled studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's last-minute gift sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it,
Dr. Ken,
you would even say,
awaiting your calls. We have some lines open if you ever wanted to get in and had a busy signal. Here's your big chance. Ask me any question from head to toe about health, keeping yourself healthy in the new year. You've been to the doctor. You don't like the options that they provided you, or you have a symptom. You don't understand the diagnosis. I'm here to help. Give me the easy ones, the hard ones. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll-free from anywhere in the country. No bill, no paperwork. What a wonderful way to deal with your health issues. 1-888-553-7536. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. I promise I won't embarrass you. I'll take this complex information, make it easy to understand, and help you get to the next step. Again, here's the number. Toll-free, no charge. 1-888-553-7536. That's 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N.
All right, there's a story this week, a lot of different things, actually, in the brain department, one of them having to do with your brain and the size of it, Ken.
This is in the medical journal Neurology. One of the authors is Dr. Brad Dickerson, a doctor at Massachusetts General Hospital that Doug and I know. A wonderfully nice gentleman, very thoughtful.
Smart, too.
Yes. What they've discovered is that the outer edges of the brain are thinner in older people who may be destined to develop, Doug, Alzheimer's disease, but there's currently no way to use this information to help people fend off dementia. But the findings could help these researchers test Alzheimer's medications by allowing them to track the progression of the disease. So this is hope of trying to find indirectly treatment to see if the treatments are effective.
One of your items from earlier in the week about diet and how that could, if you have a good strong diet or a strict diet, whatever that would be, how would we describe that, might save your brain from aging. Did we describe what the strict diet was?
Interesting study from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. Very prestigious, or you know, I hate that word, but very reputable medical journal. Doug, what they discovered was eating less may keep the mind young. It appears the molecular process by which a strict diet may save the brain from the ravages of age may have been discovered. What they did in this study was it was on mice, remember, not humans, but mice. They fed them a diet of about 70% of the food they normally consumed. And this calorie-restricted diet, it triggered a protein molecule, not to get too jargony, called CREB1. And this activates, interestingly, a host of genes that's linked to longevity and good brain function. The hope is here that we can figure out in humans how to activate this gene with some new drugs that would keep the brain young without the need to be on a strict diet.
One of the other things going on this week is a bunch of college athletes who have had concussions are taking their schools to court because their headgear did not protect them well enough. And this is a big ongoing thing in pro ranks, college ranks, high school ranks. 51 past the hour on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
That we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be young.
888-553-7536. Let your heart be young. Dr. Ken is a practicing cardiologist, and if you'd like to get his input, a lot of people go, always have hearts as a major problem, cancer, things that are not as serious it would seem, but sometimes they turn into serious things. All part of the chatter and our conversation here, not limited to anything, because Dr. Ken has practiced, even though in the heart area, he's done lots of studying and working in all areas of the body. So that's why you can feel comfortable calling here and getting a fair shake, as it were. But if you want to get a cardiology problem examined, you're not satisfied with what you have, or you like Dr. Ken's manner, you might want to call him in his office in Florida at 800-LAKE-CARDIO. 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Translate those to numbers and give him a call. Make an appointment and have a conversation. And I'm betting you'll be better off at the end of it. Joseph has called. We'll hope he'll be better off. He's in York, Pennsylvania, and has a question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Yes, my question is about the child abuse, especially because of Penn State's ongoing problem. I have a friend who was molested and almost killed when she was 6 years old.
Oh, boy.
And I'm told by other people I know that have had this happen to them, both male and female, that the emotional growth stops at that age. Now, she's 42 years old, intellectually and physically, but emotionally 6. And I mean, she's here right now with me in the house, and I'm 61 years old. She's 42, and I just know how to help her. I understand that this is one of the most difficult problems a psychiatrist has to deal with.
Joseph, let me sneak in here, because I have interacted and been involved in the care of many of these people, and what is so dramatic about this group of people, and it's so sad. So many of them end up having some sort of either drug or alcohol problem. If it's not aggressively treated, and that usually means with a lot of psychotherapy, counseling, this must be treated. You can't, most people who've been through this cannot treat themselves. You know, you can't tie the string to the tooth to the door and pull your own teeth with this one. And if it's not treated, and usually counseling aggressively by a trained counselor can really help this. The end result is drug and alcohol, or both, divorce, a horrible life. Has this person been able to get themselves involved in any relationships? Usually they can't, and then usually they're involved in some sort of abusive behavior.
Now that's true, in all counts.
So we've described this person pretty well. Okay,
pretty well.
Joseph, unless you're a trained psychiatrist or psychologist, you're not going to be able to do it. You're a wonderful person. You can help. You can be the catalyst here, because you can go with this person if this person trusts you, and that's the key, because it's very hard for these people to trust anybody. But you need
exactly.
to find out in York, Pennsylvania, who has the most experience treating somebody like this, and until she is treated, she's not going to get better.
I realize this very much, and that's why I call, because she's been treated, she's in the court system, it's like everything you described and more. I mean, overweight, she's like 300 pounds.
They hate themselves. They want to abuse themselves, and there's just incredible neglect and self-abuse. It's so sad.
It is.
And they just don't think they're worthy of anybody. I'm sure that she doesn't even think she's worthy of you. She can't understand why you're interested in her.
Precisely.
So let me...
And also, all personality disorders come from this, I understand.
Absolutely. The most curious and difficult to deal with and predictable, severe personality disorders definitely associated with this. And they need help. You know, you're a wonderful guy to be doing this, Joseph. I imagine you have nothing but the best, highest of intentions, and you're a great guy here. But get her as soon as possible to a professional who has a lot of experience. You know, she doesn't want to be here the first one in line, but a lot of experience dealing with this problem. There are people out there who make it their livelihood to deal with this group of people, and they're good, and you'll find them if you try.
Yep, got to keep trying. All right, Joseph, we're appreciative of your call for all of the right reasons. See how you can help other people with your questions. 888-553-7536. It's Christmas weekend. Another hour of live calls and questions for Dr. Ken coming up. If you've got a question on your mind, now's the time to take action at 888-55-DR-KEN.
Earth is friendly and happy and bright.